Today's episode is presented by Vare. Vare was founded with the goal of building an affordable, everyday wristwatch that blends tasteful design with extreme durability and functionality. Vare returns a sense of dignity to affordable wristwatches that are built to last. Vare is a true American watch company specializing in both quartz and automatic watches. Vare is offering our listeners 15% off if you've used the code PODGO15. Go to VareWatches.com to learn more and get your new timepiece today.
Hi, am I on the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I got you. Do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded. I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your air. Highest necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday night's prime time. I flex my better Voltron. Transform to DX Don. Mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, I'll short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, 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 what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? I'm your host, Don Mega, and I welcome you to this latest episode. It's season 20, episode 34, and tonight's show is titled Long Live the King. Once again, my name's Don Mega. I'm your host. Yes, we're a little late. I put out a tweet a couple days ago. I've just been extremely busy. We typically put up a new episode every Monday, and this week I just could not get to it until right now. We're broadcasting live on the road. We are via satellite. I'm in Cottonwood, Arizona at the Best Western. So we're at the Best Western Studios here in Cottonwood, Arizona on this Wednesday, September the 2nd. Man, what a week. We have a lot of news to get to. Of course, the biggest thing, the biggest elephant in the room that we need to discuss and we will discuss is the unfortunate passing of Chadwick Boseman at the age of 43. It's going to be crazy to talk about because I haven't really sat and talked about it other than to friends and family. But man, what a shocking revelation. I think we're just going to jump right into it because I don't know how else to start the show. I don't know what other news there is to talk to without addressing this. The interesting fact, this was this past Friday, got a text message earlier in the day from my boy Peeps. Y'all know Peeps. We've been on, you know, Am I Still on the Airs many times. Friend of the show, a friend of mine in personal life. We have a group chat with me, Peeps, Friggins, Geeky Pat, and we're always just kind of shooting the shit in there. And this past Friday, August 28th, Peeps wrote in the chat, Chadwick Boseman died? And we were all like, get out of here. No, we didn't. Stop it. You know, like it's another one of these internet rumors. It's another one of these, you know, every at least once a year, there's some kind of Twitter prank or something that starts, you know, like, oh, Eddie Murphy died or oh, so-and-so died. And people start freaking out. So he says this in our chat and I'm like, no, dude, no. But being the journalist that I am, I immediately jumped on the web and I went to all of the credible sites that I love to get my news from. And not a single site had anything about Chadwick Boseman passing away. So I went back in the group chat and I said, nah, you must be mistaken. There's nothing here. I mean, I even check TMZ. Now, TMZ, for what it is, I mean, love it or hate it, it's one of the first websites that ever report an unfortunate passing. That you can always find it on TMZ, usually an hour or two ahead of the rest of the news outlets. So there was nothing. And we asked peeps, you know, like, where did you hear that from? And supposedly there was a friend of a friend who worked in the hospital industry, and they said that was the rumor that he had passed away. And the more I thought about it, even though I was kind of like, it's not true, a piece of me felt like it might be true. I mean, if you've seen any pictures of Chadwick Boseman over the last couple months, he was drastically very, very skinny. He had lost a ton of weight. And the rumor for a long time was just, oh, it's for a role. It's for a new part in a new movie that he's doing. So he had to drop all this weight. But he did not look good, man. He looked sickly. And there was even pictures on the web of him in a wheelchair, you know, them trying to cover up his face. Just things like that. So, like, knowing that, I was kind of like, it could be a possibility, man. It could be a possibility. But I kept checking. I kept checking throughout the whole day, and there was nothing. So fast forward a little later in the night, our movie theaters finally reopened here, and I will be getting to a review of The New Mutants, my first movie back in the movie theater in 6 months. So I get to the movie theater to see The New Mutants, and I'm meeting up with Geeky Pat. And right when I get out of the car, Geeky Pat says, "It's true. It's been confirmed. He's no longer with us." And I was like, still in shock. Like, really? Like now? I mean, just literally from my drive over to the movie theater, it was officially announced. So I jumped on all my websites again, and unfortunately, there it was. Chadwick Boseman passing away at the age of 43 from colon cancer. A hit, man. A hit, a shock. This is somebody that's meant a lot to the community, to the fan community, to the African-American community. I mean, this was a stand-up dude. And as the days have gone on and we've seen, you know, tribute posts pop up from Ryan Coogler, who directed Black Panther, all the people that have worked with him, Michael B. Jordan, Kevin Feige, you know, just literally all his MCU co-stars, everybody has said what a phenomenal man he was, what a true king he was inside and outside. And it's so unfortunate to lose somebody at such a young age. I mean, I'm 42 myself. And when you see stuff like this, it hits home, man. And you get a little scared and you're like, holy crap, I should maybe go to the doctor. you know, it's very, very scary to see somebody pass at such a young age. And then, you know, you think back to his career, right? And you start, you know, thinking about all the great movies he's made, man, and just and inspirational movies. I mean, the fact that he did a lot of TV stuff, but when he made the transition into, you know, main movies, he kicked it off as Jackie Robinson in 42, and it was, you know, that was a breakout role for him. And then he also did James Brown, man. And I remember being like, this dude is definitely making a career out of portraying, you know, positive, uplifting people. And that's really, really cool. You know, he even did Thurgood Marshall. You know, I mean, like, he definitely looked to roles that mattered. You know, he was in Draft Day. He was in Gods of Egypt. And then, of course, he was announced as T'Challa, the Black Panther. And he would be in Captain America Civil War, and he was phenomenal in that, which then led to the solo Black Panther movie, which broke records. And, you know, for the first time, little black children were saying, oh, I see myself on the screen. I see somebody that represents me and my people. And it was such a culturally just amazing movie, you know. And then, of course, his return in Infinity War and Endgame, most recently 21 Bridges. You know, which I didn't even really care for 21 Bridges, but he was great in it. You know, he was in Defy Bloods on Netflix. Just a lot of super solid big roles, and really left his mark. He wanted to choose important roles that mattered, and I think he did so. So that's why I titled tonight's episode, you know, Long Live the King. I mean, this episode is dedicated to him and everything he's done. I feel my condolences to his family, his friends, everybody that was in his knit circle. I commend the guy. He was battling this cancer for over 4 years. That means he had it when he filmed Black Panther, when he filmed Infinity War, when he filmed Endgame, when he filmed 21 Bridges. He was dealing with cancer and no one knew. That's how brave and strong this dude was. And that is phenomenal. He's going to sorely be missed. And, you know, doing a movie show like this and obviously being a big fan as I am in the MCU, what's next? What do we do? Black Panther 2 was supposed to come out in May of 2022. They have not started filming it, so there's no footage. There's no nothing. Even Ryan Coogler came out and said, I'm still writing the script, but I had words written down that I wanted Chadwick to read, and now we'll never get to hear him saying these lines. And that's a bummer, man. It's a true bummer. But what do we do? What do we do next with Black Panther? Do we say goodbye to T'Challa? You know, do we write him out of the MCU? Do we kill him off in the next movie? Do we pass the mantle to M'Baku? Do we pass the mantle to Shuri, you know, to carry on the Black Panther legacy? Or do we recast? Do we find another actor that can step into these shoes? That's going to be a hard task. Because what actor wants to step into Chadwick Boseman's shoes, especially into a role like Black Panther? It is a tall, tall task. I'm not sure what Marvel's going to do at this point. If I had to take a guess, I'm going to assume that they will probably pass the mantle. The good thing about Black Panther is that it is a mantle. It is a title. They can take that sip, you know, from the fountain and get the powers and... They could say goodbye to T'Challa, and we can all basically say goodbye to the on-screen T'Challa and our Chadwick Boseman. If they recast, I know a lot of people think it's disrespectful, but I mean, but this is a character that's very, very important. I wouldn't hate on the MCU for recasting it and deciding to try to truck along the best that they can. But it'll probably be a while before we know what they're going to do. And at this point, I guess we'll just wait and see. But the main thing is he lived an amazing life and he left his mark on a lot of people. And he will be very, very missed. So rest in peace, Chadwick, our king, our T'Challa. Hopefully you are in a better place and you are at peace and you are in no more pain, my friend. A moment of silence. Okay, let's shake it up. Let's shake it up. We do have a show to do. I don't want it to be somber. I don't want it to be sad. You know, let's pick it up now. That's why I wanted to just get that, kind of move through that as best as we could and kind of move along with the show. So, like I said, the good news is that the movie theater opened here for the first time in 6 months, almost 6 months. The last movie I saw in the theater was back in mid-March when I saw Bloodshot with Vin Diesel, and we've been craving to get back ever since. And finally, the theaters opened, and this past Friday night, I saw The New Mutants. After all this time, right, this movie that was supposed to come out in 2018, I think, originally, then 2019, and then 2020, it finally hit theaters. I saw it. It happened. It's a real movie. Unfortunately, it's not that great of a movie. I was disappointed in it. I was very happy to be back in the movie theater, but I was very sad that this movie was not better than it should have been. I expected more for something in the X-Men world, in the X-Men franchise. Even though it's a spinoff, I still expected a lot more. I'm a big fan of the X-Men world. This was the 20th Century Fox version of Marvel kind of going out with a whimper. You know, the story here is a hospital for mutants that just find out about their powers and they might be a threat to society. So they go to this hospital to be watched and observed and learn how to control their powers. And then we'll see what's next. Of course, things aren't what they seem. Blah, 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 blah. I will say this, that the main cast, everybody did a great job. I was invested in all the characters and I appreciated all the characters, and that was a big thumbs up for me. Unfortunately, the movie's super boring. I mean, I don't know how long it is, but let's say it's 2 hours long. The first hour and 45 minutes is super boring. At the very end of the movie, of course, the villain comes. They use their powers. It gets exciting, but unfortunately, it's too little too late, as it's all in the last 15 minutes of the movie, and then it's over. So, New Mutants, unfortunately for me, gets only 2 out of 5 stars, and it's just okay. Geeky Pat hated it. He only gave it 1 out of 5 stars. I didn't think it was that bad to hate on it. I thought it was just okay. I think, you know, some people might enjoy it, but overall, I think we all kind of left scratching our heads going, really? We waited all that time for this? And that's unfortunate, but so that's the way it goes. But now that we're getting back into the swing of things at movie theaters, I'm very happy to say that this Friday, I will be checking out Tenet. Finally, we get to see Tenet. I'll be seeing it in IMAX, and I'm very excited to talk about that on the next episode. So there's your new movie review, The New Mutants, 2 out of 5 stars. Now let's go to some TV. This show, I know I'm way behind the curve on, but I've been looking for something new to binge, and I know it's several seasons out, but I decided to get into it, and I checked out Atypical. Atypical on Netflix, mainly about a family and a boy who is in high school, and he's on the autism spectrum. This is a really unique show. The parents are Jason Jennifer Lee, Michael Rapaport. The main kid, I'm sorry, I'm spacing his name right now, but he is phenomenal as the main character in this. Really, really like him. I love the ensemble. I love the family. I love what they're dealing with. I love all the side characters. This is a super cool show that I'm like, man, I wish I would have got into this 3 years ago when the show came out, because I think we're going on season 4 now, and I'm only watching season 1. I'm about halfway through it. It's really, really good, though. So if you're looking for something to watch on Netflix, check out Atypical. I think you'll really like it. And then lastly, the new thing I checked out this past week was a new documentary over on HBO Max called Class Action Park. And this was hilarious. This was a documentary about the theme park called Action Park, which was around in the 80s, and it was crazy, and people died and people got hurt. It was a crazy water park that just nobody gave a shit and just tried to make money off of. It's a crazy story, and this was an awesome documentary. It's a one big hour and a half documentary to watch, so you don't have to worry about it being broken up to a whole ton of parts. Yeah, and that's that. So check out Class Action Park on HBO Max. I really dug it, and I think you will too. All right, so that's the reviews, and now we'll get on with the news of the week. Speaking of HBO Max, their new show, Raised by Wolves, comes out tomorrow, so you could check out the official final trailer for that. I'm looking forward to it. It's a new sci-fi show by Ridley Scott. So, yeah, Raised by Wolves hits HBO Max tomorrow, September 3rd, so we'll be checking that out for show. Netflix has officially landed a new Ryan Reynolds movie. He's going to be co-writing it and acting in it, and it's going to be called Upstate. So there you go, man. You know, I'd like that he's got a good relationship with Netflix, and we'll see what comes next. I'm always down for anything Ryan Reynolds. All right, we have the trailer for The Argument, starring Dan Fogler and Maggie Q. I'm glad to see Maggie Q doing a lot more stuff. I love her, and Dan Fogler is usually pretty good as well. We have the trailer for I Am Woman, starring Tilda Cobham Hervey and Danielle McDonald, along with Evan Peters. Kate McKinnon, we talked about this news a little while ago, but it's officially greenlit. Kate McKinnon is going to lead the new Joe Exotic series over on NBC Universal. She, of course, is going to be playing Carol Baskins. So that's going to be great. Kate McKinnon's going to kill it, and I'm looking forward to seeing this show. We'll see where it lands, if it's just going to be on NBC directly or on Peacock, or maybe on USA. Who knows where it's going to land, but I'm down to check that out. We have the first look at a new show called Equal, which is going to be a new HBO Max 4-part LGBTQ documentary series, so check that out. The Tomb Raider director, Roar Uthog, who did the Tomb Raider reboot, he's set to helm a new movie over at Netflix called Troll. The Stand is finally coming. It's going to come out in this winter over on CBS All Access, and they released the first teaser trailer for it, and it's going to be a pretty good one. So I love that CBS All Access is really ramping up their stuff. Sony is set to adapt an upcoming comic book series into a film called The Kaiju Score. Haven't heard of that one, but I'm sure it's going to be pretty cool. Speaking of more anime, we have the trailer for Dragon's Dogma, which previews Netflix's newest anime series. Kathleen Kennedy dropping some hints once again about future Star Wars films. Nothing really of source, but she's just teasing once again. We have the trailer for Ammonite, starring Kate Winslet and Saoirse Ronan. You can check that out right now. HBO Max is also putting together a West Wing special. That's right, they're going to do a reunion coming from Aaron Sorkin, so that's pretty cool. We got a nice article up with Zack Snyder discussing the Justice League Snyder Cut, along with what he thought of the Batman. So very, very cool there. Check that out. Once again, if you want to see any of this news, check out our Twitter and our Facebook. You could find all this stuff to look into it a little bit more. The trailer came out for the new Enola Holmes movie, which is coming to Netflix based on Sherlock Holmes' teenage sister. I actually really liked this trailer. I thought it was cute. Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things plays Enola Holmes. You got Superman himself, Henry Cavill, playing Sherlock Holmes. Their mother goes missing and she goes on an adventure to try to find her. I really dug this trailer. It looks cute. It looks like a good family film. I'm down. John Carpenter confirms that Blumhouse Pictures is actually working on a reboot of The Thing. That's interesting, and hopefully, fingers crossed, that'll be really good, but we'll see how that turns out. Andrea Savage's I'm Sorry has been officially canceled after two seasons as True TV reverses its previously announced renewal. On last week's episode, we talked about a couple shows that got canceled after being previously announced as renewed, so I don't know what's going on, but it kind of sucks. It's kind of a tease to be like, oh, this show's been renewed, and then be like, psych, no it's not, we canceled it. So, unfortunately, that's what happened here to I'm Sorry. I'm Sorry was always a show that I thought looked really good, and I just never got a chance to get into it. So now, unfortunately, I guess I never will get into it at this point. All right, now looking into HBO. HBO's new show, Between the World and Me, has added Jarrell Jerome and Wendell Pierce to the cast. A little sad about this next piece of news. One of my favorite shows that hit Netflix a couple years ago was Altered Carbon. I love season one, Joel Kinnaman, futuristic sci-fi, such a fantastic show, one of my favorite shows of the last decade. Then I found out season two was moving along and I was excited about it, and then found out they're going a little bit different route with it. It wasn't going to be Joel Kinnaman anymore. It was going to be Anthony Mackie. But they were going to continue the story. So I was still stoked. I like Anthony Mackie. I was like, all right, let's do this. Altered Carbon season two, not that great. It was not nearly as good as season one was. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people felt the same way because Netflix has officially canceled Altered Carbon after two seasons. So on one hand, I am bummed that we won't continue to see the journey. But on the other hand, I kind of get it after that subpar second season. So rest in peace, Altered Carbon. CBS All Access is developing a new 24/7 show, which will be from 50 Cent, and it's going to be led by T.I. So very cool there. Once again, more stuff coming to CBS All Access. We have another trailer this time for a new movie in the Tremors saga. Yes, the Tremors saga. Tremors Shrieker Island is the trailer, and it has been dropped. It'll be going, of course, straight to VOD. Frank Grillo, along with Josh Harnett and Melissa Leo, are set to star in a new pandemic shot crime thriller called Ida Red. Julie and the Phantoms, we have the trailer for that, which is a new teen series coming to Netflix. We have the trailer for DES, starring David Tennant as a serial killer in a new true crime series. We know David Tennant will play this role very well. If you saw Jessica Jones season one as the Purple Man, he's great in a role like this. So looking forward to seeing DES. We got an interesting article up with some concept art from Doug Liman's version of Justice League Dark that he was going to do, that movie got canceled. But now we're seeing some concept art, which looks pretty cool. DC fandom. We talked about this in great length on the last episode, and it looks like it was a big success. During its 24-hour time slot, DC fandom attracted over 22 million viewers from across 220 countries. That is phenomenal, man, and it looks like maybe this will be a new summer staple coming from DC in the future. This was a massive success. Glad to hear it. And day two is coming up soon. I believe it is next weekend. Once again, at DC fandom, day two is coming next weekend. So I can't wait to see how well that does. The Peacock streaming network is set to develop a TV adaptation of a new short film called Skywatch. And Seth MacFarlane will be involved in that. The Masked Singer is coming back at the end of September for season 4, so that is pretty awesome. We got an article up revealing the costumes and some more insider stuff. My daughter loves Masked Singer. She's been begging me, when's the show going to come back? When's the show going to come back? So glad to hear that season 4 is on its way. CBS has unveiled its fall premiere dates for Star Trek Discovery and One Day at a Time. They have also joined the slate until returning shows arrive in November. So it looks like these are shows that were only on CBS All Access. It looks like CBS is going to actually air them on their normal CBS outlet because they don't have very many other shows to do because of the pandemic. So what a lot of networks are doing is they're finding shows from other countries. They're finding shows that are on other streaming networks and buying the rights to show them just to have something new to show people. So it looks like that's what they'll be doing with Star Trek Discovery and One Day at a Time. This Is Us star Justin Hartley is set to star in a new Netflix film adaptation called The Noel Diary, or The Noel Diary, so that's coming soon. Social Distance, that's right. Netflix is looking to do a star-studded TV cast for a remotely shot anthology series that they're putting together. They're popping that cast together right now. It's going to be called Social Distance. It's going to be an all-star cast for a quarantine-produced drama series. So that'd be... all these ones that are coming out like that are going to be very interesting to see how they pull it off. Greenleaf Creators has a new legal drama called Delilah that's getting a series order over on the OWN network. Margaret Qualley is set to headline Netflix's new dramedy series Made, which will be produced by John Wells and Margot Robbie. The Boys, get ready. The Boys Season 2 comes out Friday, September 4th. I'm so excited for round two of The Boys, one of my favorite shows of last year. It cannot get here quick enough. I'm so excited to binge this baby this weekend. The X-Files, Albuquerque. That's right, X-Files, Albuquerque. The X-Files are getting a new animated comedy spinoff that's in development over at Fox. Do we really need an animated version of The X-Files after all this time? Not so much, but I guess it's coming. Phil Lord and Chris Miller are expanding their roster of upcoming projects over at Universal Pictures as they're teaming up for a new Miami set comedy for Universal Pictures. Universal's Dear Evan Hansen adaptation has officially added Amy Adams to the cast. I love that. Love Amy Adams. She's a great addition to anything. So I really, really dig that. Ayo Edebiri is replacing Jenny Slate as Missy for Netflix's Big Mouth. So cool there. Supernatural final episodes teaser trailer has been released, and you can check it out right now for season 15. Nicolas Cage is set to produce and star in Amazon's new adaptation of the High Fire series. That's right, based on the books. Maggie Gyllenhaal's new film, The Lost Daughter, has officially added Paul Mescal to the cast. We got the teaser trailer for His Dark Materials season 2. We have the trailer for the new Star Wars Squadrons trailer game. It's a new single-player Star Wars game that's coming out where you fly all the ships in the Star Wars universe. I think this game looks great, even though I don't think it comes out till 2022, but I'm down. Simon Kinberg is doing a new series for Apple TV Plus called Invasion. They started to film it right before the pandemic hit, and they had to stop, but production is resuming, and they're building that cast up right now, so pretty cool. Speaking of recasting, Disney is officially recast for their Raya and the Last Dragon movie that's coming out, and they've added Kelly Marie Tran, you know, from Star Wars. She's going to be the new lead for the upcoming series. Netflix has unveiled the trailer and the key art for the new Babysitter sequel, The Babysitter Killer Queen. I really loved the first Babysitter movie, and I'm super stoked that they did a sequel. So let's do it. Babysitter Killer Queen coming to Netflix. Yeah, yeah. Westworld's Denise is... Westworld's Denise? Denise from who was an executive producer over on Westworld, she's developing Spear for a new series over on HBO. Spear is based on the Michael Crichton book, and there was already a movie with this with Samuel Jackson, Sharon Stone, and I'm spacing his name. But I like that movie. Spear was a really cool movie and a cool concept. So love to see a new updated adaptation of this over on HBO. Martin Lawrence and Snoop Dogg are set to lead a new political drama series. That's right. Martin Lawrence and Snoop Dogg. So get ready for that one. We have the trailer for Come Play, which stars Jillian Jacobs along in a new horror film. So I'm excited about that. Love me some Jillian Jacobs. So let's get it. Disney has officially updated its release schedules, and they bumped The Kingsman one more time. This movie was supposed to come out last year, was bumped to the summer, then it was bumped to November. Now it's being bumped to February 26, 2021. So, man, they are taking their sweet-ass time. This is like New Mutants all over again, man. So, The Kingsman officially hit in theaters next year, February 26, 2021. I remember when it was coming out in 2019, and they were like, we bumped it to 2020, and now it's bumped to 2021. So, come on, man, just release the goddamn movie. I'm not even looking that forward to it, and I'm getting pretty mad at all these damn delays. Netflix has unveiled its first look photos and teaser for The Queen's Gambit. That's right. Looks pretty damn interesting. And Anya Taylor-Joy looks phenomenal in this. She looks gorgeous. So looking forward to that. John Carpenter calls his new upcoming Halloween Kills the quintessential slasher film. That's right. Looking forward to getting that old school slasher vibe. Netflix has officially ordered a Resident Evil TV series, which will be coming from the executive producers of Supernatural. So I like it. I like it. Hopefully we'll get a different angle and a different flow of Resident Evil compared to the Mila Jovovich films. Supposedly this will take place over two different kind of timelines and maybe even alternate realities. We'll have to wait and see how it plays out. Somebody popped a rumor up saying that Mila Jovovich was going to come back for this. I hope they stay away from that. We had six movies with her. Let's do a TV show that falls more in line with the games. That's what I'm looking forward to. Ghostbusters writer Katie Dippold is set to pen a new version of The Haunted Mansion for Disney, so I like that. Stephen James is set to star alongside Russell Crowe in a new thriller called American Son. Starship Troopers TV show. Casper Van Dien wants to do it, and so does Jake Busey. So will we get it? We'll have to wait and see. I'm down, man. Give me a Starship Troopers show on a streaming service, all in its rated R glory. I would love it. El Camino, the Breaking Bad movie, will finally hit Blu-ray on October 13th. A trailer for Denis Villeneuve's new Dune movie will officially land online on September 9th. So get ready for that. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with that. Let's see here. NBC sets its fall schedule for This Is Us, One Chicago, SVU, and a whole bunch more. Manifest, New Amsterdam, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, all returning in 2021. So... yeah, if you want to see when your favorites are returning to NBC, check out that article. 911 has officially promoted John Harlan Kim to series regular for season 4. ABC has released their fall schedule, so check that out. Grey's Anatomy, The Good Doctor, etc. Blackish has officially been delayed once again, so that's unfortunate to see. Dancing with the Stars season 29 has officially added Backstreet Boys' AJ McLean to the cast, so that's pretty cool. Let's see here. Give me one sec. Let's see here. Sorry, I'm looking through some stuff. The new Scream movie, Scream 5, has officially been given a release date. It will drop on January 14th, 2022. So there you go. It's actually longer than I expected it to be. I thought for sure this thing would come out in 2021 with how much casting we've been listening to. But yes, January 14, 2022 is when Scream 5 will drop. The final tweet that was posted to Chadwick Boseman's Twitter account sharing the news of his death is now the most liked tweet of all time. How fantastic is that? So some pretty uplifting news there that people are that supportive. I love it. HBO's The Third Day gets some episode details released, so you can check that out if you want to know more. The show Nosferatu has been officially canceled over on AMC after just two seasons. We have the trailer for We Are Who We Are, which is the new coming-of-age series coming to HBO. We have the extended trailer for Supernatural Season 15 that you can check out. We have the trailer for The Haunting of Bly Manor. You can check that out. I know a lot of people have been looking forward to that. I told you CBS All Access dropped the first teaser trailer for The Stand, so definitely check that out if you haven't seen it. A lot of people have been waiting for that new Stephen King, The Stand show to be released. So looking forward to that. Comes out, I believe, in November to start watching. And for the first time in almost 6 months, we're going to actually talk a little box office. That's right. Movie theaters starting to reopen, starting to get some money. So number six, I only have the top six because that's pretty much all that there was. Number six was Words on Bathroom Walls. It made $453,000. Number five was The Personal History of David Copperfield, making $520,000. Number four was the SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run, making $604,000. Number three was Bill and Ted Face the Music. Even though it hit VOD, it still went out into some theaters, and it actually made $1 million. So congratulations to Bill and Ted Face the Music. I wanted to review that on this episode because I bought it. I pre-ordered that movie on VOD in 4K. I was so excited to watch it, but we ended up going out of town with my family for the weekend, and I never got a chance to watch it. So hopefully we'll check that out this weekend. Number two was Unhinged. That's the new Russell Crowe movie. It made $2.6 million. I definitely still want to see that. So maybe next weekend, if nothing new comes out, that's what I'll check out, is Unhinged. And of course, the number one movie was The New Mutants, bringing in $7 million. So congratulations, $7 million from just a little bit of theaters being open across the U.S. So not too shabby for The New Mutants. A lot of people actually showing up and looking for a movie to watch. So there's your little bit of a, you know, box office report. Very, very cool. Peyton Reed says that Ant-Man 3 is going to be much bigger than the first two movies. He says, you know, the first two were very contained. This new movie is going to be bigger in all areas. I love it. We need something big. Let's ramp up Ant-Man. I love this film series. I love number one and number two. Looking forward to a bigger and better Ant-Man 3. HBO Max. You know, we talked before they're going to do a Friends reunion episode, and now they've confirmed they're going to continue it along with a new reunion for The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's right, they're going to get the whole cast back together to talk about the show, and I'm super excited about it. So HBO Max, I like it, man. This could be a new thing for them to get all these shows to do reunion episodes. Why not? DC announces an all-virtual Global Batman Day event, which will be in September. That's right, it'll officially be September 19th, 2020, which will be Batman Day, 9-19-2-0. Love it, love it, love it. Rocky IV director says that his director's cut is coming for the 35th anniversary, and that one spoiler alert for it is that Paulie's robot will be officially scrapped in the director's cut. I love it. Riverdale's Marisol Nichols is developing a TV series about her real-life undercover fight against child sex trafficking. Interesting story that she has been kind of undercover fighting sex trafficking for the last several years. What a unique story. They're going to turn it into a show. Why not? But that is really, really cool, man. Shout out to her for doing something like that. Phenomenal. Chicago Fire has officially promoted Daniel Keery to series regular for season 9. Arnold Schwarzenegger is set to lead a new spy drama from the creator of the TV show Scorpion, which I loved Scorpion, so I'm looking forward to this for sure. We have a first look at your cast for the new Ryan Murphy show, The Prom. You get to look at the icon-packed cast of Netflix's new musical adaptation. Power is going to get another spinoff. That's right, a Tommy-centric spinoff. Power Book number 4 will now launch ahead of the Tate sequel series, Power Book 5 Influence, over on Stars. The way that they label these Power Book, you know, whatever, and then a number is super interesting to see how they do it. I say interesting, but what I really mean is it's complicated and stupid if you're not familiar with the show. It's like, huh? But, you know, it's crazy to see that this one show is getting all these damn spinoffs. So, I mean, good for them, I guess. We have your full list of the Video Music Award winners that came out from over the weekend, so check that out. That Tommy Power spinoff is the third spinoff series that's been greenlit over at Stars. So crazy to have three spinoffs of one show. At the global box office, Christopher Nolan's Tenet races to $53 million from 41 markets. So that is phenomenal, man. Great job for Tenet. Can't wait to see it open this weekend here in the United States. Netflix has opted to not order any additional seasons and have canceled officially the Ashley Garcia Genius in Love show and the Big Show show. I'm pretty bummed about the Big Show show. I'm a big wrestling fan. I love the Big Show. This show wasn't the greatest, but it was a really good family show. You know, my daughter's 6. She loved this show, you know, and she was super stoked about it, watched the whole season. She rewatched the whole season again by herself. I mean, she was super into it. We were looking forward to seeing a second season. And it's really unfortunate that Netflix has canceled it. I thought for sure it'd be renewed because when the show was out, it was in the top 10 for weeks. So I thought it was doing all right, but unfortunately Netflix has said no mo. So shout out to the Big Show. Thank you for doing something like this. I thought it was a fun show, especially for the fam. We have the trailer for LX2048, which is a new movie about a near future dystopian drama. We have a new No Time to Die poster, and the new trailer for the upcoming James Bond movie will drop officially tomorrow on Thursday. So love that. Adam Driver is set to lead Sony's new sci-fi thriller from A Quiet Place writers. It's going to be called 65. Netflix has officially ordered the Jamie Foxx father-daughter comedy series called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. That's right. It's coming from Jamie Foxx along with his daughter, Corinne, who, of course, she's with him on Beat Shazam. So they're going to, I think, do this Netflix show together. So very, very cool. Hopefully it's really good. Scream 5 has officially added Jack Quaid from The Boys. He's officially added to the cast for Scream 5, so I love that. Gerard Butler and Frank Grillo are set to star in a new action thriller called Cop Shop. Love that, because I like Gerard Butler in cheesy action movies, and Frank Grillo's great for stuff like that. We have the trailer for Emily in Paris. Lily Collins stars in the new Netflix romantic comedy series, so check that out. The Three Body Problem. David Benioff and D.B. Weiss are adapting the new sci-fi trilogy, so that's pretty cool. Black Adam producer teases introducing the Justice Society of America in the upcoming film. Disney and Marvel said they had no plans to make the New Mutants a part of the MCU. I believe that 110%. Cobra Kai has officially launched over on Netflix, and it is already Netflix's most popular television show. That is crazy. It has pulled ahead of Lucifer as the most popular television show on Netflix. I'm going to still stick with Lucifer, even though I haven't seen Cobra Kai yet. I'm going to stick with Lucifer. I love Lucifer, especially this new season was great. Cobra Kai, I will check out. I haven't checked it out to this point because it was a YouTube show and I had no interest in watching shit on YouTube. But now that it's on Netflix, I will totally give it a watch. So we'll see how Cobra Kai goes. Blackish is going to air an election-themed animated special ahead of its Season 7 premiere. Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J are set to executive produce a new family dance competition for CBS. Apple TV Plus has ordered a Hurricane Katrina hospital drama from John Ridley and Carlton Cuse. Matthew McConaughey has set the top line and produce a new podcast for Jeff Nichols called Hank the Cow Dog. Okay. Chadwick Boseman's movie 42 is set to be re-released in theaters. So congratulations there. That's pretty awesome. Star Trek Discovery Season 3 has added its first non-binary and trans characters to the cast. Kate Bishop has been revealed as Marvel's Avengers' first DLC character in a new trailer that just dropped. We have some details about the new Friday the 13th collection that's being released by the Scream Factory on Blu-ray for the first time. The new movie Shelley has been acquired by Amazon Studios. It's a new comedy, a new action comedy that stars Awkwafina and Karen Gillan. So I love the sound of that pairing, and I'm glad that Amazon picked it up. We'll definitely check it out. We have the trailer for Welcome to the Blumhouse. New Amazon Prime horror films have been set for an October release. We have your first look at Netflix's new coming-of-age drama called Grand Army, so check out that teaser. The Brutalist. Vanessa Kirby and Sebastian Stan are set to star in a new immigrant drama film. It will be called The Brutalist. So that's a cool casting there. I love me some Vanessa Kirby, and Sebastian Stan is awesome. Kit Harington is a suspect in Netflix's new Criminal Season 2 trailer that just dropped earlier today. We talked earlier about Amy Adams joining the Dear Evan Hansen movie. Well, now we know Julianne Moore has officially joined the film adaptation. The Boys in the Band drama, The Boys in the Band trailer dropped today, starring Jim Parsons and Zachary Quinto. It's a new Netflix film that's coming. The new trailer just dropped. Check that out. We have some pretty cool video up of David Blaine's new stunt that he pulled today, where he was floating in the sky holding onto some balloons, inspired by Up. I love David Blaine. This shit was crazy. Check that out, for sure. Hugo Weaving talks about The Matrix 4. He says at one point he was signed to do it, but then scheduling conflicts came up and they couldn't work around it, so he ended up having to drop out. But pretty interesting article with him talking about joining the cast of that film. Peter Berg says that his film Spencer Confidential is getting a sequel. That's right, the new Mark Wahlberg movie along with Winston Duke. I liked it a lot. It was on Netflix called Spencer Confidential. It was a lot of fun. Glad to hear it's going to be getting a sequel. Jamie Foxx and Teyonah Parris are joining John Boyega in the new movie They Clone Tyrone. Marie Osmond is leaving the talk. Dancing with the Stars season 29 has announced some brand new breaking cast members, which includes Carol Baskin. That's right, Carol Baskin from The Tiger King is in it. One Day at a Time. Justina Machado, Selling Sunsets, Chrishell Stouse, Cheer Coach, and Nelly, along with some others, have joined the cast officially, so very cool. Pretty Little Liars is getting a reboot. That is really fast, man. This show just ended like a year or two ago. How the hell are we getting a reboot already? But yes, a reboot is in the works from the Riverdale showrunner, so we'll see how that goes. 68 Whiskey has been officially canceled after one season on the Paramount Network. Tyler Perry's Sistas is returning for season 2 in October, and you can check out the first teaser trailer right now. The CW is trying to change the name of the Arrowverse. We've been calling it the Arrowverse for like 8 years, but now the Arrow is done. They're trying to change it to the CW-verse. Just doesn't work, man. That just doesn't work. I'm not going to do it. It's the Arrowverse forever. Kevin Hart is set to host the star-studded Get Out and Vote ABC comedy special, so that's pretty cool. Dwayne The Rock Johnson announced today that himself, his wife, and his two daughters tested positive for COVID-19. He says that, you know, I could tell you that this has been one of the most challenging and difficult things we've ever had to endure as a family. They contracted it from a family friend, but the good news is they're already cleared. They're not contractual anymore. They're not contractual, not contagious anymore. They're all healthy. They're fine now. So I'm so glad to hear, especially hearing that his two kids got it is very, very scary. So I'm glad to hear that everybody is okay. You know how much we love The Rock on this show. So glad to hear that he overcame that. Keanu Reeves teases that the Matrix 4 script is a beautiful story and a beautiful script. So I love that very much. And it's official. The Mandalorian Season 2 is coming to Disney Plus on, drumroll please, October 30th. That is correct, October 30th. I'm so excited. The Mandalorian did not launch until November, the end of November last year, and we thought it was going to be the same time frame, so we're getting a little bit earlier. October 30th, The Mandalorian, This Is the Way on Disney Plus. Super, super excited. And lastly, we do have an article up that the Hollywood Reporter published with how Disney is going to grapple with how to proceed on Black Panther without Chadwick Boseman. We mentioned some stuff at the beginning of the show. You know, do they recast? Do they, you know, write him out? Do they kill him off? Do they just talk about him off screen like Paul Walker in The Fast and Furious? You know, he's out there somewhere. We just don't see him. You know, there's a lot of different ways they can go about it. It looks like no decisions will be made anytime soon. The sad news on this was that they were saying that up until about a couple weeks ago, he really thought he was going to beat the cancer and he was going to be able to put the weight back on and he was going to be filming Black Panther 2. And as we all know, that's not going to happen. And it's unfortunate. So we got to see how they do it and where they go from here. I'll just try to be supportive with whatever decision they make. So with that being said, that is our news of the week. We've gone a little bit longer than normal, but we had to spend the proper time to talk about Mr. Boseman. Rest in peace to our king. Long live the king. You know, for sure. So yeah, we're hitting about that 50-minute mark. So let's wrap this baby up. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening tonight. It means the world to me. I hope you all have enjoyed. Check out our official webpage at amiontheair.com. Make sure you like us on Facebook, facebook.com/amiontheair. Follow us on Twitter at amiontheair. You can follow me on Twitter directly at DXDonMega. Make sure you follow me on Stardust. That's simply Don Mega, DonMega. I will follow you back. Stardust is the way to go. If you want to see quick 30-second movie, TV, trailer reviews, that's the place to go. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review. If Apple Podcasts ain't your thing, don't you worry. We got you covered. We're available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podchaser, Google Play, Google Play Podcasts. We're all over the interweb, so don't you worry. You could find us pretty easily. We're on YouTube and Instagram as well. Just search Am I on the Air. And thank you to our great affiliates at RedDragonsRadio.com. That's RedDragonsRadio.com. And follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio. That'll do it for me on this Wednesday, September the 2nd. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all. Peace!
Bye, everybody!
Red Dragons!
Red Dragons!